You're listening to SBS News.
As MPs and senators flew back to the capital for the first full sitting fortnight since the election, some of the new faces in the 46th Parliament made their maiden speech, including the first Chinese-Australian woman to be elected to the lower house, Gladys Liu.
作为澳洲第一位华裔女众议院议员，我非常明白这个历史性意义，我会全力以赴做到最好。 In Mandarin, I said, as the first Chinese-Australian woman elected to this place, I'm fully aware of the historic significance, and therefore, I'm determined to do my very best.
Yeah. And new Labor MP Peter Murphy revealed she was diagnosed with breast cancer a week after being sworn in.
Let's be frank, cancer sucks. Don't kick me out for unparliamentary language. It changes the way your body feels, and it changes the way you feel about your body. As I now know, cancer is not just indiscriminate, it's sneaky. Ladies, check your breasts. Men, stop ignoring what your body's telling you.
Papua New Guinea's new Prime Minister James Marape also touched down in Canberra for his first official visit. It was marked with a ceremonial welcome at Parliament House. But with the pomp and ceremony aside, Mr. Marape quickly made his views clear at a later joint press conference, calling for an end to offshore processing on Manus Island.
I've expressed clearly to Minister Dutton that we need to establish a schedule and timetable towards full closure of the entire asylum processes.
But Scott Morrison said there is no longer a detention centre on Manus.
The detention centre on Manus Island is closed. Has been closed for some time. There is no detention centre.
As the two leaders tried to deepen the friendship between Australia and PNG, the government progressed with the repeal of medevac laws, which makes it easier for refugees held offshore to get medical attention in Australia. They passed the lower house but won't be considered by the Senate for months. The government also used the return of Parliament to pressure Labor into backing its $5 billion future drought fund. And they succeeded after Labor caved in despite their initial concerns about where the money was coming from. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese said his party always supported the fund.
We always said we supported the drought fund. We don't think it should have come from the Building Australia Fund, and we committed through Shadow Cabinet to recreate it. And we will do that. But we weren't about to vote against a drought fund at a time where our farmers are under real pressure.
This is the third time Labor has capitulated since the election, after they moved to support the government's income tax cuts and now the foreign fighter laws. While the Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton, announced Australia's new police commissioner, Rhys Kershaw, he also tried to seek new powers to police Australia's borders. The foreign fighter laws prevent dual citizen foreign fighters from returning to Australia for up to 2 years, and the Minister for Home Affairs will hold the power to block them.
Not detaining people for 2 years offshore. We're not precluding them from returning to Australia ever. We want to manage the return of people where we're obliged to take them back.
Labor said they were supportive of these laws but didn't want the minister issuing the temporary exclusion orders without judicial oversight, believing it was in breach of the Constitution. Legal experts and terror analysts had the same concerns, but despite this and attempts from Labor to make changes, the legislation passed both houses without any amendments. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister followed through with a post-election promise to reform the Australian public service, saying a shake-up to the sector was imminent to make it more accountable.
My view is to respect and expect. Respect their professionalism, respect their capability, respect what they can bring to the table and what they can do, and expect them to get on with the job of implementing the government's agenda.
Mr Morrison says his former Chief of Staff and Treasury boss, Phil Gaitans, will head the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet after confirming Martin Parkinson will step down. And briefly, despite government opposition, the Senate voted for an inquiry to be set up to look into the adequacy of New Start payments amid growing calls to increase the rate, which has not risen above inflation since 1994. Nikari Thorpe, SBS News.